In the name of Jesus, amen. John the Baptist, after today's reading, will proclaim the coming Savior not only in person, but as a six-month-old child through the womb of his mother Elizabeth, as he will leap at the pronouncement of the coming Savior that comes through the womb of the Virgin Mary. So it is with Gabriel, which means God is my strength, the great angel of old, who is sent by God not as a destroyer, as we see in Ezekiel, but as a revealer, as we see in Daniel. Today, Gabriel announces to the Virgin Mary that the Holy Spirit will come upon her and will bring Christ to her womb. As the angel confesses, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you, Mary, will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. It is as the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit points to Christ and says, "Let me bring Christ to you in flesh and blood for the forgiveness of sins." Just as we began today, as we confessed our sins to our Heavenly Father as baptized Christians, just as we hear the Son, namely the Word, as he comes to you today, just as we will see the Holy Spirit as he ushers in the very body and blood of Christ Jesus to us this day for the forgiveness of sins. So it is with Mary. The Holy Spirit brings the incarnate Christ in flesh and blood into her womb, that all life may be sanctified by the power of the Holy Spirit through Jesus, from his conception to his death and resurrection, for us and for our salvation, for the forgiveness of sins. In our culture, and even within our own liturgy, we are in some ways indoctrinated that the notion that life begins at birth. We sing within the liturgy, "Glory be to God in the highest," celebrating Christmas, that is, the birth of Christ, every time it is sung. But yet one might say that today is the true Advent leading up to the true Christmas, as we hear and witness God becoming man within the womb of the Virgin Mary. Since the dignity of life is chiefly seen through the one who gives it, namely through Christ, through whom, as St. Paul says, all things were created, and in him all things hold together, to confess an unborn child has no value or worth within his mother's womb is to suggest that Christ's incarnation within the womb of the Virgin Mary was meaningless and without any value, thus hitting one of the very central cores of the Christian faith, just as you've confessed, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. As each year we celebrate life on a day in which we call our birthday, we celebrate life as it finds its beginning at our birth. Today, however, we hear of a far more profound notion of life that is seen only with the eyes of faith. That is, the beginning of life. That is, the child within the womb of his mother. A life that is unseen by the naked eye, as opposed to the eyes of seeing, as a child is born from his mother's womb. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Today, birth, not conception of a child in his mother's womb, is a central notion in our culture today. In the midst of a faithless culture, we cannot murder a child because we see it, but yet we can murder a child that is unseen within his mother's womb. But yet, despite of our own sin, Christ comes to us, reveals the true life to us, sanctifies our life through the forgiveness of sins in a world that proliferates life in original sin. That wherever there is forgiveness of sins, there is, in fact, true life and salvation in the Word incarnate, the Word made flesh. During this Lenten season, we are called to live that contemplative and penitent life, centered within the sanctity of life won for us through the incarnate Jesus, who died and rose for us for our salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen. We rise for prayer.